We have cleared off the table, the leftovers saved.
From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is the artistic director of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, Dr. Tim Selig. Hey, Tim!
I love the way you say that. You're going to have to come be our offstage announcer when we get back to singing.
I will take you up on that offer, and the chorus will be performing their annual holiday concert virtually this time, and it's called At Home for the Holidays. But right now, we're going to hear Tim's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do during quarantine. First up is a great option for kids and parents. It's Young Audiences of Northern California, and they're offering arts workshops and programs for kids from pre-K to 12th grade. Professional artists are teaching classes that are now online, and kids can choose from dance to music to theater, visual arts, and this org has been around for a long time, since 1958. So Tim, what do you love about Young Audiences of Northern California?
I love this more than anything, and they have about 50 different groups of everything, from drummers to painters to mime to folklorico to gospel.
Wow.
And they're all Bay artists. These are being offered to our public schools, and they have pivoted to the pandemic so beautifully in their offerings online, so that school assemblies can actually happen even with the kids all at home on Zoom. It's amazing.
And that's Young Audiences of Northern California, and you can learn more at ya-nc.org. Your next pick is one of your favorite local artists, James Goble, and his paintings, they're vibrant and yet intimate, and he portrays gay, burly, bearded men. And his solo exhibition, I, Claudius, is running at the Et Al, Etc. Gallery in San Francisco, and it features paintings and mixed media works that he created over the last 2 years. James also teaches at the California College of the Arts. So tell us about his work.
This style with I, Claudius, it's really quite something. It is not the hefty, sensuous men. It's completely different. But what really launched his career was painting hefty men. And it's sensual.
Yeah, it's sensual.
But mm-hmm. not sexual. And they are funny, and they're full of life, and they depict a slice of life that we call bears. In the gay community, I don't know if people know that. If you're a chunky, hairy man, you're a bear, and I'm a polar bear. So he has depicted this group that no one has painted, and it's been in shows all over the world, and it's just spectacular. Yeah, so I'm proud of him, and want to encourage him.
That's James Goble's solo show, I, Claudius, and you can see it now through December 19th at Et Al, Etc. Gallery in the Mission, and you have to make an appointment to visit the gallery.
I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty.
And your final pick is Opera Parallel, and this innovative nonprofit in San Francisco brings contemporary opera to a new and broader audience. They do this through intimate shows, workshops, educational outreach, and they also take underperformed operas and give them new life. And you can get an idea of what they do on their YouTube channel. Tell us more about them, Tim, and why you chose them.
Because they are trendsetters, barrier breakers, courageous people like Nicole Pemont. Is their artistic director, and they started as a contemporary opera company maybe 2 decades ago, and they were doing a mixture, and then they just sat down in their board of directors and said, no, we are going to commit to contemporary opera, period. We're going to do unknown works, world premiere works. And so they're also doing a four school outreach to kids, teaching them a little bit about opera and specifically about contemporary opera. They did an amazing joint opera, a jazz opera with SF Jazz based
yes.
on the life of the first openly gay African-American boxer. Mm-hmm. And they're in a niche that people need to support.
That's Opera Parallel, and you can visit operaparallel.org for info on their new upcoming season, and definitely check out their YouTube channel for music and discussions.
Maybe if you whistle, whistle
for me. I've been speaking with Dr. Tim Selig, Artistic Director of the San Francisco Gay Men Chorus. Stream the concert at home for the holidays on December 24th, and you can go to www.sfgmc.org for tickets. And to learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by Precious Green. I'm Janae Darden.